Welcome to It's Possible with your host, Dan Hain. It's Possible is brought to you each week by dhmissions.com. We want to help you partner with God and watch your impossibilities become possibilities.
But if you're in the presence of God and you're looking at things the way He looks at them with an eternal perspective, all of a sudden, all things become possible, and there's nothing that can hold you back. Welcome to It's Possible. Today, my wife Ruth and I will tell how God did an amazing miracle when I went through open heart surgery about a year ago. So go ahead and call a friend and tell them we're on the air. We're going to start our story right now. Okay, I wanted to tell you today some things that Ruth and I went through in the last couple of years that were very challenging for me personally and for her as well. It was a health situation that I was experiencing, and it all began in the summer of 2013. I have a CDL license because I had a job driving a school bus when we lived in New Hampshire. And part of the deal with a CDL license is you have to have a medical certificate that gets verified every year or every 2 years, depending on your situation. And so in the summer of 2013, I needed to go in for a medical checkup, and they discovered that I had a heart murmur. Now, it wasn't a real high-level murmur at that point in time, but they suggested that I get further testing on it, and I tried to do that, and it was difficult because we didn't have a source of income at that time, and of course we didn't carry insurance. This is before Obamacare was enacted. I found an avenue where I could apply for a grant for further medical attention in this area, and I was denied anything. I didn't qualify for the grant. And so I was kind of felt like I was left hanging out on a limb. So now it was up to God to sustain me. And so another year passed, and in the summer of 2013, I went back for another medical checkup to get my medical card renewed. And the murmur had increased in its level to where it was a real serious thing now. Actually, at that point in time, I was becoming very short of breath with very little physical exertion. It would just wipe me out. And I reapplied for the same grant that I was denied the year before. And amazingly enough, what happened was I got approved for this grant to cover my medical expenses for further testing to discover exactly what the issue was. And it also covered, if necessary, surgery on my heart. And it would also include all of the hospital expenses, all of the surgeon's expenses, and so forth. I was just amazed. But you see, this came at the perfect time because what was happening is my health was really, really deteriorating at that point to where it was becoming a life and death issue for me. Now, as I went in for testing, what they discovered was I was born with a what they call a bicuspid heart valve on my aorta valve, which is the main exit valve on your heart. Most people are born with a 3-flap valve, and I only had a 2-flap valve. Well, what happens over a period of your lifetime with 2 flaps, they work harder than the 3 flaps would, and they were wearing out and calcifying and becoming very stiff and hardened, and they weren't opening very wide. And it was causing a lot of back pressure with the blood flow through that aorta valve, and it was causing me to become short of breath. And also, I was having difficulties with every once in a while I'd get hit with a dizzy spell and I couldn't snap out of it. And I brought Ruth in here today to help you understand what was going on from her point of view as well.
Well, I just remember that we were driving in a car one day, and Dan usually drives. He likes to drive. And so he was driving, and I suddenly realized that he was pulling over, and I didn't know why. And so I looked at him, and he looked really bad. He looked out of it, dizzy and really out of it. And so I asked him, what's going on? And he said, I just can't go on. I can't drive. And it turned out that the heartbeat was beating so hard that it was not getting enough blood to his brain, and so he was getting dizzy. And that was rather scary for me.
Yeah, it was a challenging time because it just came on me out of nowhere. But God really protected us in a couple of situations like that. So anyway, they scheduled my surgery, and it was amazing how God really, really had his hand involved in this. He hooked us up with one of the finest surgeons in the country concerning heart surgery. It was a true blessing, and it was becoming apparent that God's hand was in this situation. So being a part of Cheryl Boggs' team, I let her in on what was going on and asked her to pray about it. And she told another member of our team, Brett Guilford, about it. And I got a message back from Brett, and he said that he was praying for me, and he really felt that God wanted me to get my hands on a book called God's Creative Power for Healing by Charles Capps. So I went online and downloaded it into my Kindle reader real quickly, and I thanked Brett for it. And I'll tell you, Brett, you are a huge blessing. I really appreciate everything that you're doing. It's really meant a lot to me. And I got a hold of that book, and I started rehearsing and praying through that book out loud every night. I would sleep for a couple hours, and I'd wake up, and I'd go out to the kitchen, and then I'd walk back and forth praying through this book night after night, week after week. And I was sincerely believing that God was going to deliver to me a miracle and give me a brand new aorta valve. And I really felt God's presence on these prayer sessions that I was going through every night. And I really felt his miracle-working power moving in my life. But yet, the miracle never really happened that way. So we checked into a hospital on a Monday. It was November the 18th, 2013. And we checked in first thing in the morning and went through the surgery prep and went on through with it. Now, this is really something that really was challenging me mentally because it's a pretty intense surgery situation. They cut your breastbone apart and separate your rib cage so that they can get in there. So what they had to do was put me on an artificial respirator machine, like a heart-lung machine, so that they could stop my heart so there wouldn't be any movement and they could go through the surgery. And so they did that, and they put me back together and replaced my aorta valve with the aorta valve from a pig. People joke with me and stuff and say that, well, you know, your wife has been telling me that she hears you snorting at night when you sleep, you know, and stuff like that. So we have a little bit of fun with that. However, what was going on at that point in my surgery, it was about a 9-hour surgery. There was a lady that checked in for surgery about an hour before me, and Ruth met this lady's sister as she was in the waiting room. And maybe you could pick it up from that point, Ruth.
Yes. I met this woman in the waiting room when my friend left that was staying with me, and I just struck up a conversation with her and her family. We just began to share stories about my husband and her sister, and it was just, it of course moved me because she was going through similar things to what my husband was going through. Then I went to another waiting room, to the intensive care waiting room, to wait to get in to see Dan, and I saw her again. And she told me that her sister was not doing well. And although it was after Dan's surgery was finished, her sister was not through surgery yet, so it must have been at least 11, 12-hour surgery. But she told me that the circumstances, that her sister was not doing well, and that she was waiting to see her as well. So I went in to see Dan, and then the next morning, and Dan, by the way, after surgery, was even more funny than he is now. He was very funny. I shouldn't laugh, but it was comical. Anyways, his tongue was thick, and he had a hard time saying anything, and he kept trying to pull his breathing apparatus out, which required quite a bit of strength to get him to keep the apparatus in. Anyways, the next day, I went in to see him, and as I was walking in to see him, I noticed that the same woman that I'd met before was there, and she followed me into the room to see Dan. And so Dan will have to pick it up from there. What happened?
Well, they were explaining to me what the situation was with her sister. And they told me that they hadn't been able to stabilize her sister. And they were still working with her sister at that moment at the intensive care room that was adjacent to mine. And she still was not stabilized. And she was really concerned about it. At this point in time, I was really dopey. It was difficult for me to talk. It seemed like I'd try to speak to the attendant at the room and he'd be turning around going, "What?" Because what was happening is I was thinking I was speaking clearly, but what was happening is it was coming out all garbled and mumbled and everything like that, and I would have to super concentrate in order to get any kind of a communications across. Well, anyway, I felt like I needed to pray for this lady's sister. And after the first word or two of prayer came out of me, all of a sudden I had complete clarity and control of my speech, and the Holy Spirit took control. And all of these hours that I'd spent rehearsing scriptures that were in this book by Charles Capps, they all culminated and came to a focal point for this lady's sister. And what happened was, is the Holy Spirit began to articulate through me with power and with faith. And it was truly amazing. There was no question in my mind, there was no question in Ruth's mind or in this lady's mind that God was moving and doing something in her sister's life.
Yes, I was truly amazed at how clear he was speaking and at the power of the Holy Spirit that came through his prayer. It was amazing.
And so we didn't find out. This was on Tuesday morning now, and they sent me up to my hospital room Tuesday afternoon, and day after day went by, and they were beginning to prepare me to leave on Friday. And this lady that Ruth had run into was walking down the hospital hall and poked her head in our door and said, "Ruth and Dan, is that you?" And we're going, "Oh yeah, we remember you." She said, "I just had to tell you what happened. The very moment that you prayed, my sister's situation turned around. She became stabilized. And we know that God gave my sister a miracle as a result of your prayer. And I just wanted to let you know about that."
Yes, that was awesome. It was really amazing. And what's more, Dan's healing process went so fast. He was so much better so quickly.
What happened was, is my healing happened at a much quicker rate than what anybody expected. So by the time the month of April came along, I was already progressing at a point where they expected me to be coming into the month of June. So I was like about a month to a month and a half ahead of schedule as far as how quickly I was healing. And I just have to give God all the credit and the praise for how he worked in my life. I'm back to full strength now, and I feel a lot healthier than I've felt in years. I'm just very thankful that God gave me another lease on life.
Yes, we are so grateful to God and to the wonderful surgeon and the surgeon's assistant that helped us. But anyway, Dan was like a new man. It was like he was totally different. It was just wonderful. We are so thankful to God for that.
So anyway, I want to encourage people that are listening that if you're approaching God to move in a situation in your life, don't try to put God in a box. God is working behind the scenes in your situation, and it may not come across the way that you're expecting it, but God is moving, and he is making things happen. Now, we're running out of time for this segment, but we do want to hear about it if God has done something amazing in your life. Let us know about your miracle by sending an email to dan@dhmissions.com, or you can call into our comment line where you can talk to us live. The number to call is 214-556-6239. Now don't go anywhere. We'll be back live with our comment line right after this.
Thank you for listening to It's Possible. This broadcast is supported and brought to you by listeners just like you. If you would like to partner with us, please visit our website at dhmissions.com, where you can also find many helpful resources. Let us know how this program has encouraged you. Dan's email address is dan@dhmissions.com. See you next time, and remember, with God, it's possible.